There are times when it's helpful for me to point out things that we should or should not be doing as Catholics. But one of the dangers is that some will inevitably think that I'm bringing it up because of the most recent offender. That's why I don't talk about what's appropriate to wear to Mass until there's a snowstorm. So no one will say, he's talking about that person wearing shorts. So when we consider what we should or should not do when it comes to burying someone who has died, there's a double difficulty. First of all, because it's an emotional topic for many. There are some who may have lost someone they love years ago, but at times, it still feels like yesterday. The other difficulty is that when I'm talking about the proper decisions for funerals, it's not to criticize anything that you did or did not do. It's just that at some point we have to say, what's the best way forward to express our Christian faith? And it seems like our readings today give us a great opportunity. Death is not the end. Martha is sure of that in the gospel. I know that my brother will rise, she says. What a great love she has for her brother. And what great confidence she has in her faith. And I can say the same words about so many of you. You love the people who have died in your life. And you have great confidence in your faith. What does that faith include? I think of two things primarily. First, that we will rise from the dead because Jesus rose from the dead. And secondly, that resurrection will reunite our bodies, which have died, with our souls, which can never die. Therefore, there are ways that we can express these beliefs in the decisions that we make about burying our loved ones. Recently, the church clarified what some of those proper decisions are. The church's preference is still to bury the body of the person who has died, as is, in the casket. However, the church does not object to cremation unless it was chosen for reasons contrary to the Christian faith. So what kind of anti-Christian reasons are we talking about? Well, if someone says they want to be one with nature after their death, or believes that death is the definitive end, or they want to be freed from the prison of their body, these are reasons that don't express the resurrection or the unity of the body and soul. But a person might choose cremation for legitimate reasons. They could be economic, social, or in some countries, even sanitary reasons. And that's okay. But there are still some guides to follow to maintain our Christian beliefs. The preference is that the funeral happen in the presence of the body, before cremation, so as to make it very clear at the funeral that we are looking forward to this body joining its soul and rising from the dead. So again, the preference is that cremation would happen after the funeral. Now, after the funeral and after cremation have happened, the church is now very clear about what should happen with the remains. They should be buried. Period. The ashes should not be kept in a home. Now, one might say, well, I love this person. Exactly. Which is why they should be buried in a sacred place, like a cemetery, where they will be remembered and prayed for and included among all of those whom we love. From this teaching, it also follows that the remains should not be divided up among family members. They should not be scattered in a field. They should not be preserved in jewelry or other objects. Now, let's be clear. These things do not keep the Lord from resurrecting someone. You will rise on the last day, no matter where you are. I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. But as Christians in a less and less Christian society, it is more and more important that our belief in the resurrection be clear, and that others see that we do believe, as Martha said, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life.